the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Celebrate that through the communion. I just wanted to just share a few thoughts of you. Two words come to my mind. One is covenant, which can mean an agreement, an understanding, a guarantee. I like the definition of guarantee. And that is what children of God possess. When you think of covenant, three thoughts come to my mind. It is a covenant that we have with God when we embrace Jesus Christ and we are immersed and we rise to that newness of life. It's a covenant of forgiveness. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 28, we always read this at the Lord's Supper, but in this context, I think it fits in well. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. This week I did a funeral for a good friend of mine in Kentucky, and he didn't begin life well. He was quite a reprobate, and even when I first went to Kentucky as a young preacher, graduate of Harding, and it was my first opportunity to serve full time, and tried all through the years I was there to get him to come to the Lord, and he never did. But as the years went by, his heart changed. And when I talked about him at the funeral, I said he is under that covenant of forgiveness because he changed. And I said, you know, what matters more, well, I shouldn't say matters more, but what really counts is how strong you finish. And he finished strong, committed to God. It's a covenant of fellowship. Our God that we worship and we serve is a God who desires relationship, you know? Humanity blew it in the garden, and yet God still, you read, you just follow the Bible, and there's that scarlet thread all the way through, and it's Jesus Christ coming and his salvation. And it's a covenant of fulfillment, because God's faithfulness to us does not end at our death. He will also keep you firm to the end so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians 1:8. And that reminds us when we partake of that. The other word that comes to my mind today when I think about this is reunion. Family reunions, you know, we all have them, don't we? I mean, sometimes some families seize it at Thanksgiving because they know everybody's going to be together, or Christmas, or maybe there's some week in June or July. You know, that is where you share your stories of days gone by, and people come from that you haven't seen, maybe even years or the year before. You'll come together. Some families even do T-shirts, you know, share those secret recipes. There is a deep bond there. And these reunions are wonderful, but they are just momentary and temporary. And that reminds us that the union we have with God one day is far, far greater than that, far greater than that. So between our covenant and our reunion with God one day, let me just say a word or two. What happens then? Let me set the stage of who we are right now. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. We read at our worship time. You go to 1 Corinthians, Paul says, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So between covenant and between reunion, we've been added to the body. And Paul says we get to participate, but just realize that we are instruments that God uses. I planted, Apollos watered, but it is God that gave the increase. And so Paul says, just remember, it's not about me, or it's not about us, it's about him. All glory to him. The agricultural term that he uses in verse 6, I planted, you know, Paul planted, Apollos watered. We all matter, but you Corinthians don't get it wrong. It's not about following personalities. When I came, all I could share was with milk, because you all were still so fleshly. When Apollos came, in fact, in the book of Acts, it tells me that Apollos was eloquent and competent. And so he came and taught in a different way, but it's what was applicable to you then. But when I was with you, all I could do was share milk, because you weren't ready to take on anything more. He goes on to say this: "Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building." He says we are one. And so here is my major thought. We have covenant, we have reunion. And while we live within this sphere, and we are part of the body on earth here, part of the kingdom here, that we do far much more being one and united, Paul is saying, than by saying, well, you know, Paul baptized me, you know, Apollos taught me, you know. But that we are all servants of God, and we are all instruments of God. And just remember, there is something very significant here, and permit me not to, just permit me to get into the Greek just a little bit. Because Paul says, I planted and Apollos watered. You know, in the Greek language, it's in the aorist tense, meaning it is something that was done and completed. Paul is not there anymore. Apollos is not there anymore. But then in the same verse when he says, Paul planted and Apollos watered, but God gave the increase, that in the Greek language means not that is something that was and ended. It is something that was and continues. Meaning what? Meaning is it sad and we have tears from our eyes when we lose loved ones? And when we have people that have been vital cogs in a particular congregation, and you guys have got your memories of people that served at this church. But always remember that God's work continues. And we are thankful for what Paul did and what Apollos did. But Paul says, listen, it's all about God. The church continues. And so, in essence, he's saying, don't give up, Corinthians. Just because, you know, Paul was here and you might have gravitated towards him. But just remember, God is the one that gives the increase, the growth. Let me just close my thoughts by telling you, the funeral that I did this week was, as I said, a close friend. But when I moved to Bluff Springs, Kentucky, I was just graduated from preaching school. You know, I've got my degree. And I thought I knew quite a bit. Until one night at church, one of the sisters was picking up people for church because we were having a gospel meeting. And so she dropped her children off because there wasn't enough room in the car. And instead of going in the driveway of the church in the parking lot, she was running late. She dropped them on the side of the highway, and 8-year-old Ricky wasn't looking and ran across until he reached the middle of the highway, and a car hit him. And he was killed instantly. And here I am, a young preacher. This is my first funeral I ever did. I can still see his mother holding that lifeless body in the middle of Highway 107. His mother was Audrey. Ricky passed. Audrey in later years passed. And Thomas finally got the message. There's much more to this life than just this reprobate living for the flesh. And he changed. And I said, I remember the first time I came back for a gospel meeting and Thomas served me the Lord's Supper. I said, what a momentous moment that was for me. And I'm sure for him as well to do that. My point is, we're all here for a short time. Will we use all our talents and abilities to make the church stronger? And know that God is the one that gives the increase. Just let him use us. But the only way that I can contribute to the church being stronger, the primary way, is for me to contribute to the unity of the body. And I just want to say that I appreciate the prayers that have been offered here today on behalf of the leadership of this church, because that contributes to the unity of the body. We will extend the invitation because we have a song. And as you go out this week, just remember, God is the one that gives the increase, and as long as we're walking in His will, He'll bless our lives no matter what we have to face, and He'll bless this church. Won't you come if you need prayers, if you need help in any way, won't you come?